Well, hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. Your English will improve today. My name is Gabe. Well, yes, I have a dumbbell here in my hand. It's a kind of exercise equipment, and it's not too expensive. You can keep it in your house, but there is a lot of exercise equipment that you might find at a gym, but it's kind of expensive to buy. It might take up a lot of space as well. Now, one piece of equipment that people like to have in their homes is a treadmill, so you can kind of run in place in your home. But what's another kind of exercise that you can do, and what kind of equipment do you need? Well, the name of today's lesson is rebounding. Have you ever used a trampoline or a rebounder for exercise? And how can you use a rebounder in an effective way? That's what our lesson deals with today. So open up your magazine and let's get started.
Rebounding. If you would like to start rebounding, consult a physician first to make sure it is a safe activity for you. It's not hard to find an inexpensive rebounder, but make sure you choose one that is stable and sturdy. Whenever you use a rebounder, be careful not to jump near the rim to avoid injury. Here are a few exercises to get you started. Warm up by jumping in place with your feet shoulder width apart. Begin slowly, not letting your feet come off the rebounder. Once you feel comfortable with this, you can begin to jump into the air 5 to 10 centimeters.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 sturdy 这个形容词。Sturdy 是指结实的、牢固的或者是强壮的。例如 Harry has a strong and sturdy build, perfect for weightlifting. Harry 的身材很强壮又结实，非常适合举重。或者是 These boots seem sturdy enough for rock climbing. 这一双靴子似乎用来攀岩是够结实的。Sturdy 的比较级是去掉字尾的 y 加上 ier 变成 sturdier， 最高级是 sturdiest， sturdiest。例如 ，This chair is sturdier than the ones I have at home。这张椅子比我家里的椅子要结实。继续我们看 rim 这个名词 ，rim 是指圆形物的外缘或边缘。例如 ，There's a chip on the rim of the glass。这个玻璃杯的杯缘有个地方破裂。或者是 the rims of the tires were made of a special alloy. 这些轮胎的轮圈是用一种特殊合金做的。或者是 when the girl talked about her missing puppy, tears spilled over the rims of her eyes. 当这个小女孩提到她失踪的小狗时，不由得眼泪夺眶而出。Rim 也可以指篮球的篮筐。例如 the ball bounced off the rim and landed to the right.球从篮筐弹出，掉落在右侧。
Thank you very much, Michelle. All right, we see something kind of interesting, and it could be very important right here at the beginning of the lesson today. If you would like to start rebounding, consult a physician first to make sure it is a safe activity for you. That would not have crossed my mind. If I was interested in rebounding, I would have just gone out and bought a trampoline and started. But perhaps you should consult a physician. What does it mean to consult a physician?
Well, that just means that you go and talk to your doctor to make sure that if this is an okay activity for you, perhaps it can be dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.Perhaps it could. I know, you know, at different places, maybe at an amusement park or something, there might be a sign that says if you're pregnant or if you have back problems, don't go on this ride. Maybe it's the same way with a rebounder, right? We read on, it's not hard to find an inexpensive rebounder, but make sure you choose one that is stable and sturdy. So, yeah, don't just get a cheap rebounder, make sure it's a, you know, a good brand and that it's not going to fall apart.
Right. Especially as you're jumping on it, doing your exercise routine, mm-hmm. that could be very dangerous. Whenever you use a rebounder, be careful not to jump near the rim to avoid injury. Here are a few exercises to get you started. Yippee! Gabe, here are some exercises to get us started with our rebounder that I don't yet have.
Well, before we can get started and before you buy a rebounder, let's take a look at this phrase, to get you started or to get one started. Okay, this is kind of a fun phrase. It means to help you begin or to give you a place to begin with.
Right. So let's say, for example, you go to class and the teacher says that she has a lot of questions to give you, but they're not ready yet. She might say, here's just one question to get you started. I will give you the rest later.
That's right. Okay, so it's the idea of somebody doing something or saying something to help somebody else begin something. So here are some exercises to get us started when we have a rebounder. Warm up by jumping in place with your feet shoulder width apart. My feet are shoulder width apart. Are your feet shoulder width apart? Nope. There we go.
Now I'm ready.
All right. Well, it's easy to stand in place, because that's what you do when you're standing. You're not moving anywhere. But friends, this is a good phrase to know, in place, or to do something in place. That means that you're doing something without moving around. You're not going forward or backward or side to side. You're in that same place.
So, of course, in our lesson, we're talking about jumping in place. But what are some other things that you can do in place? You can walk in place. Or you can run in place.
That's right, jogging in place.
Or you can walk in place, run in place. Yes, so there are different things you can do in place.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking about jumping in place here, and you can do that, of course, on a rebounder with your feet shoulder width apart, about the same width as your shoulders. Begin slowly, not letting your feet come off the rebounder. Once you feel comfortable with this, and then we begin with some tips, right? But let's take a look at that word comfortable, because it's a little different than the way we usually use it. To be comfortable with something or to feel comfortable with something is to be okay with the idea of doing something.
For example, let's say that you're in English class and your teacher gives you several English words to learn. She might say, as soon as you are comfortable with these words, I will give you some more words to learn.
Ah, right. That's a good example. Mm-hmm. And that's true. Friends, when it comes to English, a lot of people are not comfortable with speaking English. They know how to read and write, and they have good listening skills. But a lot of people are kind of shy. Maybe they're afraid of losing face, and so they're not comfortable with speaking. Friends, keep up the good work. Jayo, and practice your speaking.
And of course, in our lesson, we're talking about this rebounder. Once you feel comfortable with this, meaning that you feel comfortable going up and down on the rebounder, our lesson says you can begin to jump into the air 5 to 10 centimeters. So it sounds like you can spring up. You can spring forth?
Exactly. You can spring. And speaking of spring, uh-huh. let's spring on over to
the InfoCloud.
Come on, Rebecca. Here we go.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to InfoCloud. Rex, what should we talk about today?
Let's talk about the word spring. How many meanings can you think of for this word?
Oh, well, spring is the season after winter. It's also water that comes from the ground. Oh, and then there are springs you use in machines or trampolines.
Right. Those are coils that can be pushed together and then will bounce back into place when the pressure is released. It springs back into place.
Oh, right. Spring is also an action, to move quickly.
Yes. And there are also some interesting verb phrases that use the word spring. For example, today I sprung this topic on you, didn't I, Carolyn?
Oh, yes, you did. To spring something on someone means to surprise someone with news or information that they may not be ready for.
For example, just as the meeting was ending, our boss sprang the news of her retirement.
You can also spring for something. For example, I already have a lot of shoes, but maybe I'll spring for a new pair. You can never have too many shoes.
Right. That means you want to treat yourself by buying a new pair of shoes. You can also spring for someone else.
Right. For example, my parents are in town and offered to spring for dinner. Let's go somewhere nice.
很多人都知道 spring 代表春天，但是这个字其实还有很多种不同的意思。首先 spring 也是弹簧，当动词用有突然出现的意思。譬如 spring something on somebody， 突然告诉或问某件事情。He sprung this topic on me， 他突然向我提起这个话题。而 spring for something 替他人支付或替自己购买的意思。例如 My parents offered to spring for dinner， 我爸妈要请吃晚餐。或是 I'll spring for a new pair of shoes to give myself a treat， 我要买一双新鞋款待自己。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are learning about rebounding. Now, something from our first section that you might want to consider is, before you start rebounding, maybe you want to consult a physician. That is, talk to your doctor and see if it is a good exercise for you. But speaking of rebounding and exercise, how should you go about rebounding? How should you start? Well, we are getting into some tips now.
Rebounding. Next, try high knees. Start by standing and raising one leg at a time until your thigh almost reaches your elbow. Gradually speed up until you are at jogging speed. A third exercise you can try is the squat. Doing squats on your rebounder adds the challenge of keeping your balance, making this a great workout. These are just a few of many exercises you can try. Perhaps rebounding would be a good addition to your exercise routine. Happy rebounding!
OK, 接下来我们看 thigh 这个名词。thigh 是指大腿。例如 Lucy's thighs ache terribly today because she biked a lot yesterday.Lucy 昨天因为骑了很久的脚踏车，今天大腿酸得不得了。或者是 Sean complained that the muscles in the back of his thighs were very tight after his workout. Sean 抱怨他健身之后大腿后侧的肌肉非常紧绷。Thigh 和 lap, L-A-P 是不太一样的。Thigh 是指整个大腿，而 lap 是指坐下时大腿上方整个区块，所以它都是用单数型。例如 put your hands in your lap,把手放在大腿上。最后我们看 squat 这个名词。squat 是指蹲或深蹲。例如 Joy does 20 squats every night before going to bed. Joy 每天晚上睡前都会做20下的深蹲。或者是 squats can strengthen the muscles in your lower body. 深蹲可以强化你下半身的肌肉。squat 也可以当动词，注意它的过去式、过去分词还有现在分词都要重复字尾的 t 再加上 ed 或 ing。例如 ，The boy was squatting on the ground looking for earthworms。 这个男孩蹲在地上在找蚯蚓。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thanks so much, Michelle. All right, we've got some more great tips for you here. Ways to get into rebounding. We read, next, try high knees. Start by standing and raising one leg at a time until your thigh almost reaches your elbow. Rebecca, you were doing a high knee just now?
Like this. Bent.
Good. Your knees are very high.
Yeah.
That's very good. And you're doing that one at a time. Friends, you see this phrase, one at a time. That means to do only one thing at one time. So you're not raising both your knees at the same time when you jump. Yeah, just one at a time.
Right. Exactly. Here's another way to use this phrase. I know that some people like to read lots of different books.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time. But I really think it's much better when you read one book at a time so that you can actually get through a book.
Oh, man. Maybe I should take that tip.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I read a lot of books at the same time.
And do you ever finish your books?
Man, there's a lot of books I haven't finished. That's a good tip. Okay, maybe I should think about that. So start by standing and raising one leg at a time until your thigh almost reaches your elbow. Gradually speed up until you are at jogging speed. Speed up. We want to talk about a couple phrases, speed up and the opposite. When you are speeding up, that means you're getting faster, gradually.
And this reminds me of when you're driving a car. Of course, when you go on the highway, you need to gradually speed up so that you can go at the same speed as all the other cars.
Exactly. And that's very important. You can't go too fast on the highway,
Mm-mm.
but also don't go too slow.
Mm-mm.
That is kind of dangerous. Well, speed up is in our lesson. And Rebecca, here's a little quiz for you. What is the opposite of speeding up?
Oh, I know. It's to slow down.
Exactly. So you can speed up. That means you're going faster. Friends, you can use this phrase as well. Slow down. That means go slower.
And of course, when you're on the highway, you're going at a fast speed, but when you exit the highway, you need to slow down.
That's good.
Yeah. Speed up and slow down. Very important when driving a car, right?
That's true. I'm just imagining someone just speeding up as they go off the highway. That is not a good idea. You're right, Rebecca. Slow down. Okay. A third exercise you can try is the squat. Oh, I hate squats. Because they're really painful. Can you just sit like this against a wall for a minute or two?
Oh, my goodness, they're so painful. When I was in Irish dancing,
yeah.
we used to have to do like 50 squats. We'd have to go one, two.
Oh, yeah, feel the burn.
Yeah, and then after we did maybe 20 or 30,
uh-huh.
then we would have to sit in this position like this.
So that's how long did you have to sit in that position?
Maybe a minute. And then we would do another, I don't know, 30 squats, and then we'd have to sit in that position again. Very painful.
Right, but of course great for your legs, and it helps to, get you fit. Of course, this person is doing a squat on a trampoline or a rebounder. So doing squats on your rebounder adds the challenge of keeping your balance, making this a great workout. Well, it really does sound like a good workout. Can I try more squats?
Yes, you keep doing those squats, and I'm going to read the next sentence.
Okay.
These are just a few of many exercises you can try. So I guess you need to go out and get your rebounder. Perhaps rebounding would be a good addition to your exercise routine. Happy rebounding!
All right. Can I stand up?
Okay, Gabe, you may gradually stand up.
Good, because we need to talk about that last phrase in our lesson, happy something. Actually, this is a great phrase for you to know, or a good word for you to know. It's fun. You use this to wish somebody happiness with whatever they're doing.
For example, let's say that someone comes up to you and gives you a big pile of books. She might say, happy reading. Or maybe it's exam week. And you just tell your friend, I'm sorry, I can't go to the movies, I have to study. Your friend might say, happy studying.
And Rebecca, mm-hmm. This is a good phrase to know in Chinese, too.
Okay.
Yeah, 祝你 something 愉快.
祝你 something
愉快.
Oh, 愉快.
Yeah, so happy reading, happy studying, happy travels, happy camping, happy rebounding, and friends, happy review skit.
Happy review skit. Let's watch a review skit.
Happy watching.
Oh, happy watching.
That's what we should say. Yeah, happy watching.
Have you ever jumped on a trampoline?
Isn't that just for kids?
No. Back in the 1980s, astronauts jumped on trampolines when they returned to Earth.
Astronauts?
Yes. NASA researchers found that bouncing on a trampoline could help them regain their strength.
Okay, but why do you have a trampoline?
This circular trampoline is called a rebounder. Oh. Its diameter is small, making it convenient to store and use.
Use for what?
Jumping! Oh. It's a great exercise tool. Oh, rebounding has benefits similar to running.
Oh.
But without the stress on ankles and knees.
So it's good exercise.
Yes. It boosts bone muscle and growth and increases blood and oxygen circulation too.
Whew. Sounds like a good workout.
Yeah. Some say it benefits your health in other ways too. Whew.
So you decided to jump right in.
Very funny.
So how can I jump into rebounding?
First, consult your physician.
And where can I get a rebounder?
Oh, they're easy to find. Choose one that's stable and sturdy.
And jump in?
Yeah!
Okay, well, let me try.
Well, okay. But don't jump too close to the rim.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
And start slowly.
Slowly.
Jump in place with your feet about shoulder width apart.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And don't let your feet come off of the rebounder until you feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Then jump just a few centimeters high.
Hey, I feel like an astronaut. What else can I do besides jump?
Well, you can watch me jump. It's my turn.
But I'm just warming up.
My rebounder, my turn.
Oh.
So after our lesson about rebounding, Rebecca, do you think you're going to get a rebounder?
You know, Gabe, I really don't know. We have two cats, and they actually might be scared of the rebounder. Oh, poor kitties.
I have an idea. Maybe you could hold your kitties while you do some rebounding.
No. Mittens and Macy would not like that. But speaking of cats, which are better, cats or dogs?
Oh, that is the classic debate. We will talk about that next time right here on Studio Classroom.
Just at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. Yours at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.